there's a pure land associated with Amitabha. This is the pure land of Sukhavati. Sukhavati means full of bliss. So a pure land is a very special sort of realm that is outside of the six realms, outside of the jhanas. It's a special realm built through the activity of bodhisattvas, into which beings can be born, where the ideal conditions are set up for them to move towards enlightenment, move towards the realization of wisdom and compassion. So bodhisattvas, out of their efforts, create these pure lands, create conditions which really support others in their efforts to go for refuge to the three jewels, to actually really transform themselves in the light of wisdom and compassion. And you could say part of the myth of our movement, of the Western Buddhist Order and the friends of the Western Buddhist Order, is to create a pure land, to create a world within the world where there are these supportive conditions, where it does become possible for more and more men and women to actually lead an effective spiritual life. You know, we're actually trying to create something of a pure land within the sort of very impure land of our modern world. So the pure land of Sukhavati, Amitabha's pure land of Sukhavati, it was established by a bodhisattva called Dharmakara, who many, many aeons before had taken this vow, made this vow that he would create a pure land in which beings could be reborn, where if only they recited the name of Amitabha, they would be reborn. And so this pure land was created, and it came to be that one simply had to recite the name of Amitabha. Dharmakara became Amitabha, so that people simply had to recite his name. So the myth goes, in order to be reborn in Sukhavati, and to be reborn in Sukhavati meant one was reborn within a flower, which from within which one would just hear in the sounds of the trees and in the wind and the streams, everything would be just teaching the Dharma. And as the petals of the flower open, so one would be able to step out into this world where everything spoke of the Dharma. And this whole myth of Amitabha and his pure land of Sukhavati came to be the foundation of a very important stream in Buddhism, of what became known as Pure Land Buddhism, where the main practice was just reciting the name of Amitabha, and where the great emphasis was on faith, on cultivating a faith that would allow one, faith in Amitabha, faith in reciting his name, which would allow one to be reborn into a pure land and thence to gain enlightenment.